You are listening to The Bob Bell Show.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
On Joy 620 WRJZ.
This portion of The Bob Bell Show is brought to you by Miller Electric of Knoxville. Our good friend Phil Miller will take care of you. Maybe you're needing some rewiring done in a bathroom or a kitchen, or it's a remodel. Or you're putting new lights in while you're doing the remodel. Or you do like I do, is I really redid all of my outside lights with LEDs, and new fixtures were needed after 21 years. And he did every one of them. It was a great price. We even, you know, we even went to a local establishment and bought the fixtures together with his tutelage. Saying, no, don't get that one, get this one. Which means these are the ones that are going to last.
He is a winner.
Yeah.
Period.
You know, so Phil Miller, Miller Electric, if you need electrical work like that done, or maybe you're wiring a generator, whatever you can imagine, things like that, or your pool to be safely, you know, that can get bad quickly. But if you have it done right with somebody who's a professional, licensed and bonded, that's him.
Yeah, good dude.
I didn't say bonded out. I said, like, no, he's good people. He did, I think he, at home, he was working like a home project for himself. And he, I don't know, he fell off of something, busted his tooth in the front. Didn't do it at somebody else's workplace, so don't worry, he won't take chances like that, but he, but he was at home. And he's fine, but he's just, he's one of those guys, he just like the ever ready bunny. Just keeps on ticking, keeps on chugging.
He shows up on time. He gives you good advice. He doesn't try to upcharge you on stuff like that. He's just really, really good.
He wants your business
back. And the guys he has working for him are very professional as well.
Or they won't be working for him.
That's right. Well, there's a culture there he's established.
Absolutely.
Just really a great guy. Great company.
707-7, and you know, one of the main people that really helps him with his company is his wife. She's good people. And father-in-law. Nothing bad there. 707, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. It is the Bob Bell Show. Our ministry of the month is Alistair Begg and Truth for Life. We're going back to the idea of original sin and things like that as he's teaching through Genesis and other parts of Scripture in the Old Testament. Listen to what we've heard recently on Alistair Begg's Truth for Life.
We will build our own empire. We will build our own kingdom. And you have the great clash between the city of God and the city of man.
Oof.
In passing, there's something to note, something we must never forget. And that is that there is a spiritual conflict that runs through the heart of human history, a spiritual conflict. Indeed, ultimately, all conflict, whether it is between a man and his wife, a father and his child, a nation and another nation, or the wars within local churches, at the heart of that, ultimately, we may trace it to the very beginnings of the fall of man in Genesis.
Boy, that's good.
And that spiritual conflict, that sense of alienation, is the great alienation under which all other alienations are gathered.
You made a really good point.
What's that?
There is nothing new.
No.
As Solomon wrote, nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Any sin that's been there, it's been there before.
Well, he's quoting also, he's referring or alluding to
the Tower of Babel.
But Augustine's City of God as well.
Augustine's City, that's right.
Yeah, and it was really good.
See, it's your professorial types and no stuff like that. Well, that brings clarity, too.
Yeah, he's just, Alistair, he's good.
You listen to the whole sermon this afternoon, you'll know what I'm talking about. Great lunchtime listening at 12:30. He's got a new book that's out that I think is good. In about a half hour, we're going to give it away during Andy Griffith Show Trivia. But it's called Alistair Begg's Brave by Faith. We'll also throw in an absolutely free Backyard Burger. By the way, I got to tell you about something we're going to do.
Okay.
Backyard Burger is going to provide their special hot dogs on June 30th.
Okay.
We're going to be giving them out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our grubby little hands won't even touch them. They're individually wrapped, and they'll be all
ready to roll.
Hot, delicious, and perfect, and all that good stuff for the first 100 people to show up at Vaughn Pharmacy on June 30th.
Oh, good plan.
Okay, so from 11 to 2, we're broadcasting live there. Obviously, the dogs won't last that long, but we will be there, and we want to shake hands and talk to you. So it's all brought to you by Vaughn Pharmacy, by Backyard Burgers, Also, a special assist from Dalton Collision, which is just up the road.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry Dalton's going to send a representative to talk to us, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're going to be there with our good friend Chad Campbell at Rusty Wallace Honda.
That's a good fella.
It's where my daughter's going this morning, get her oil changed.
There you go.
Yeah, before she heads to Indiana, she's going to get her oil changed at Rusty Wallace Honda. So Chad Campbell's going to be there. And then Brogdon Plumbing, Mike and Tina.
Love them, too.
So we just got good people showing up.
I had them out at my house last night.
Oh.
Yeah, they're awesome, too.
I've got an issue that I'm going to want them to look
at. Yeah.
I'm so glad we know these essential people.
That's exactly right.
Last April, I was driving around in South Knoxville, and I was seeing somebody that was interested in partnering with us at Joy 620.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, if you're interested in partnering with us, you're welcome to get together with us.
Mm-hmm.
Send us an email, bbell@wrjz.com. And one of us will be there to talk to you about, you know, how do you partner with Joy 620? Well, we can tell you how that's done.
Sure.
But that being said, I was talking to Tina Brogdon, and it was April, and the pandemic was in mid-pandemic, and it was just like we didn't know which way was up or down and what was going on. And I said, Tina, how are you? She said, Bob, we are so blessed we can't stand it. We have so many jobs to do and so many things. And people are just calling us left and right. And we'd had a new person that's been doing business with us. We were able to refer them to someone else and refer someone else to them to help them out with a hornet problem at their house. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
But she was so busy with new people that she had never seen before.
Yeah.
Helping them out with their plumbing problems. Mm-hmm. She didn't know which way was up. It was great.
I laugh every time you bring her name up because every time I have to call over there, she knows I've tried something I shouldn't. And she basically...
What did you do?
Yeah, that's exactly what she basically gets on the radio or whatever, and she sends somebody over to fix what I just messed up.
She lets you know about it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Won't you ever learn, Todd? It's that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's so funny.
I made the joke many years ago, and it still stands. Mrs. Bell has orders to shoot, at least in the leg, if I had toward any plumbing device...
Or electrical
some
equipment.
Sort of, yeah. Just, it'll be much cheaper if she just wings me.
That's right.
Now, we may have to modify that since I've had surgery.
So sure. Right, be careful.
Yeah. So I need to also ask the question, and I don't know if anybody has the answer, but I'll ask some professionals today at UT Medical Center. When is it okay for me to give blood?
Ah, that's a good point.
Because I have O negative, and that's universal, and it's needed lots of times in operating rooms.
Yeah.
So, folks, I'm not able to give right now. Hopefully, I will be in the next few months. But that being said, somebody got to take my place. If you could help out Medic, they need you right now, especially here at the start of what is known as summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Summer doesn't officially happen until, June 20th.
Right.
But that being said,
a few more days away.
You and I both know it's summer.
It's summertime, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I just talked to my daughter who came up from Jacksonville yesterday. She says, quote, well, it's been 90 to 95 at the beach every day. I said, oh, really?
Hate that. Sounds terrible.
And you could look at her face, and she's been at the beach every day. She goes, well, I've been on vacation. So a vacation to them means they drove an hour to a different beach that they're not used to and had fun and stayed. And
hard life, Bob.
Enjoyed some salt taffy and saltwater taffy and whatnot, you know. And her husband just slept because he's being a youth minister. He doesn't ever sleep.
I don't have this complexion to be a beach bum, but I can surely understand the sentiment of just hanging out at the beach. That's for sure.
Well, neither does Alyssa. At least now she may be actually getting her skin darker. I don't know. But my son-in-law, oh, he's pasty.
Is he?
Oh, bless his heart. Redhead. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
But Alyssa's a little bit more like me. You know, I've got the little bit darker skin.
Sure.
Out and playing golf and all that kind of stuff, but a little bit different type of makeup. But, you know, nobody's like my daughter-in-law, man. Mocha, beautiful brown skin. And no matter what, I don't think her skin changes color.
Right.
Now, she's not a big sun person, but she'll get out in it and she's okay. But it's like there's never been a blemish. I don't know if she ever had a zit. I mean, it's like, goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have any imperfections
right,
at all?
Right.
Jordan is a smart guy. He really is.
Good recruiter.
Yeah. Say, well, is Jordan a very persuasive man? I said, look at the beautiful
look.
Look at the beautiful woman he married, the beautiful kids he's had.
That's right.
7:15 at Joy 620 WRJZ. So you got stuff to do. What's on your agenda?
Oh, just helping, hurting people all day today, buddy.
And that's what you do.
Yep.
And you train peer counselors like us to do the same thing.
Do the same thing, yeah.
985-0660, 985-0660. All right. If you're in a situation, it could be a peer counselor, and you have the choice where you can request somebody who's professional or a peer counselor.
Well, we do a triage kind of thing.
We do an evaluation.
I mean, yeah, sure, and try to help. We help you. We get you in touch with somebody that can help you. Basically,
yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that. It's completely confidential. What we found out is what's up with that is there's a lot.
A lot of folks needing help. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's not just the pandemic. But the pandemic may have brought up some boiling issues from the depths to the surface.
I think it's human experience is basically what it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it goes back to what Genesis was talking about is, you know, we have original sin.
Yeah, we do.
But I thought about this, and one thing before you go is so good, talking about objective truth.
Yes.
So when people tell you that are 19, 20, 21 years old about objective truth, try doing this with their paycheck, you said?
Exactly. Just especially if they're in an employment relationship with you, short them on their paycheck, you'll find out really quickly they believe in objective truth. If they agreed to work for $15 an hour, pay them $12. And then when they come to you and they say that you've shorted them.
Say what?
Well, it's just your opinion. It's all relative. That's your interpretation. Well, see how it goes.
Yeah, that's your truth.
That's
not
your
my
truth, not my truth. That's right.
You have a great,
can't be consistent in that worldview.
It would almost be worth it to have that conversation and then restore their payback to them just to have that conversation and say, here's your lesson for today. It's absolutely free. It didn't cost you anything.
Yeah. Or $3 an hour is all it costs.
Well, only temporarily.
Exactly.
Thank you for all that you do. Yeah, we appreciate it and all that kind of good stuff. We'll see you next Thursday.
I'll see you. Take care.
From Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM, he's got people to see, places to go. But it is in the midst of school being out, and there's going to be maybe different traffic patterns, like it gets busy a little bit later in the day, and then the rain off and on today. So be careful. Be mindful of that. And in some places, it hasn't rained much. And I wonder, will you hear the cicadas as much today? And if anybody ever heard, what else can you do with cicadas, eating-wise? Because Claybo wants to know. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, brought to you by Miller Electric of Knoxville. We're back in a few moments.
Bob Bell.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
It may not be the world,
but he can promise the moon.
Bob Bell on Joy 620, WRJZ.
All the people say,
amen. From Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County, we're at 99.5, and all over the world at WRJZ.com. Download the free app.
Resurrection Day is here.
Yeah, rise up.
Bells are ringing loud and clear.
And I don't know which one, but one of the members of For King and Country is going to have, or is having, treatment done on their vocal cords. They've been waiting for a long time to do this. And now they've chosen a time like now to go ahead and have some treatment done on their vocal cords for fatigue or something. But whatever it was, if they didn't pay attention to it, their ability to sing would go away. That's how they minister. Again, for those of you who don't know, Rebecca St. James was a great Christian artist, still is, but back in the 90s, she really was very popular with everybody, and everybody knew her. And she was just one of those great people, other than just a singing talent. She was one of those people you like to be around and like to have your daughters around. But I remember my Rebecca really loved Rebecca St. James back in the day. And actually got to meet her at one point. So her two little brothers are basically For King and Country. These are the two young men who are very active in the singing and obviously the percussion part, which for King and Country is also a very big percussion group or band with several other friends that they piece together and studio people that are good at what they do and also have a real good heart for ministry. But so be praying for these men as one of them has a procedure done on his vocal cords. The doctor has given him some assurance that it will likely turn out well for him if he gets back into it slowly. So they've recorded a bunch of things this year up till now. So be aware, you probably won't see them recording much for a while. You may not see them performing much for a while. We'll see. But anyway, for Joy 620 WRJZ, we're glad to support people on that. You know, we want folks to know that. And these guys, they're not worried about being woke. I mean, they're part of a group of artists that sing the truth, live the truth, and are the truth. They do that. Yeah, they're showmen, and so it's not. They make their money this way, but it's not. Hey, Kardashian, look at me. By the way, you know what else is happening this year? The Kardashians are ending their 20-year run on E. I know, Dave. My heart is breaking. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, how are we going to know how to use and when to use Botox and things like that? I don't know. Now, they've been on, it's hard to believe they've been on the E! Entertainment Network for 20 years, keeping up with the Kardashians, which I've never kept up with them. Now, we've had some people who've worked here in the past that can name every one of the Kardashians. It's kind of sad. I think all I know is Kris, Kim, and Khloe. Kris Jenner, of course, being Bruce Jenner's ex-wife. And I don't know. I don't know the rest of them. I just don't. But it's just like you shrug your shoulders and go, what is this all about? I've watched 5 minutes of it. And I've asked myself, why did I waste those 5 minutes? What is this about? Why are people watching this all the time? I mean, it's their business, and kudos on them. They certainly made a lot of money. Somebody consumed their products, and many of these young women especially, because of their beauty or makeup or whatever, have put their names on certain products that have sold quite well. And I'm not against that. That's up to them. That's up to the consumer. I'm a free market economy guy. You know, if you nail two things together that have never been nailed together before and you can seem to sell it with some sort of purpose, then go for it. That's just fine. But in this particular case, it's just not my cup of tea. Keeping up with the Kardashians off the air after 20 years. You know, it's not exactly the tear fest you had in 1983 when MASH ended their series, you know. And you flew away in a helicopter and you could see spelled out in rocks, goodbye. You know, that was a tearjerker. Or even the Mary Tyler Moore Show when they were all gathered around and doing a group hug. It was one of the first real collective group hugs you ever saw on television. And they were scooting over to where the tissue papers were to grab tissues so they could dab their eyes because they were crying. So it's not going to be that kind of a goodbye. But you watch the dominant media culture, ABC, CBS, NBC, et al., and some of the others will try to make a big deal out of it, when for a lot of us, it's really not a big deal. It's just not. They had their run. Those people are generationally wealthy and will be, and that's their business. I don't disparage that. That's up to them. Maybe they give back to a lot of great causes. I do want to know, though, what actually happened between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West. But then again, do I want to know bad enough to sit there and watch 30 minutes? Nope. For one thing, it's none of my business. Maybe that's the way we should look at it. This portion of the Bob Bell Show is brought to you by our good friend Phil Miller at Miller Electric of Knoxville. Now, you Google Miller Electric of Knoxville, LLC, and you'll find out what kind of services they take care of and do for you. You will be glad that you called on them. Maybe it's a new ceiling fan. That's another thing that I had installed out of my back porch, which included lamp lighting. And then there's LED lights all around the house, which really helps in my own security. And when I go out walking in the morning at 4:30, those lights come on so I can see where I am. You know, I really appreciate that. But it also scares away the thieves, crooks, and ne'er-do-wells because there's motion lights out there. I like that. Some rain falling in parts of the area. Please be careful. Other places, dry. Even some sun starting to come out over the east for right now at 7:30 at Joy 620. WRJZ, it's time for news with Dave Clabo.
Bob Bell, the perfect start to your day.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said.
Yes, I know, but he paid me to say it. The Bob Bell Show on Joy 620 WRJZ.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
Joy 620 WRJZ, brought to you by Fred's Alignment. It's the Bob Bell Show. By the way, Dolly Parton has a big announcement for today. More coming in the days to follow. Yeah, it's big time. Right here, Joy 620 WRJZ. Our friends at Fred's Alignment have been sponsoring us for a number of years. Longtime sponsors of the Bob Bell Show. That's where I have my vehicle service. They take it. They do it right. I don't have to worry about it. It's like carefree service. You know the professional's been under the hood. Like, is something going to be wrong with it afterwards? Nope. It's going to be taken care of. And not just service. I mean, I've had a number of issues from time to time. I remember that one Camry that I had for years. And I mean years and years and years. We kept that thing running. And efficiently, too. Even to the point when I finally got something that was a little bit newer from Fox Toyota, because of the great work that I had done just with repair work at Fred's Alignment, I was able to give that car away to a lady who was a recovering drug addict. And it was big enough that she and her kids, you know, could ride in it. It was comfortable. One other small issue they fixed, and I mean, it was just fantastic. When my daughter was in college, my youngest daughter was in college, she had a radiator issue. I took it to Fred's Alignment. Man, I needed to. Because we were in a mess. It was awful. We didn't know what to do. And some of the quotes she got elsewhere were just ridiculous. But we got it fixed at a decent price, Fred's Alignment. And later that afternoon, she was driving it home. I didn't have to worry. Daddy didn't have to worry about it, you know. Is it going to blow up beside the side of the road or something, or bust a radiator? Overheat? Nope, didn't have to worry about it. Fred's Alignment, 1114 North Central, also sponsors of the Andy Griffith Show Trivia.
It's time for Andy Griffith Show Trivia, brought to you by Fred's Alignment and Service Center. Now, here's your quiz master, Bob Bell.
We're doing this today because tomorrow we won't be able to. We'll be on the edge of Vonore, as it were, somewhere between Monroe County, Loudoun County at the line, where part of it is actually in Monroe County, part of it is actually in Loudoun County at Rarity Bay. So we'll be there. But for now, brought to you by Fred's Alignment, we get a free oil change, good for the next 90 days. And it's a full oil change. They take care of everything to make sure everything is, you know, leveled off as far as the fluids and various compartments and so forth. Everything is right. Also, we'll give you Alistair Begg's new book, Brave by Faith. And from Backyard Burgers, a free, absolutely free Backyard Burger. The number is 342-5620. 342-5620. All right, this is going to be ninja status because you heard of the prize, right? Can you name the Wild Girls? Their first names only. 342-5620. Remember, there's one that kind of had a high, squeaky laugh that was irritating. The other one had a very deep voice that went, "Hello, doll." Can you name the Wild Girls? First name only. 342-5620. Fact is, I don't think we ever heard their last name. What are their names? The Wild Girls from Mount Pilot. 342-5620. Can you name the Wild Girls? First name only. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Winner gets a free oil change. Fred's Alignment and Service Center. Good for the next 90 days. Plus, Alistair Begg's new book from Truth for Life, Brave by Faith. And a free burger from Backyard Burgers. 342-5620. The first names of the Wild Girls. This is ninja status today. If you get this, you're good. I know. By the way, I was looking up on NBC just a minute ago. Do you know there's a new supersonic jet out there, Clavo? Have you ever ridden in a supersonic jet? Neither have I. Guess about as fast as I've ever gone is about 550 miles an hour. It's kind of funny. Most all of my flying that I've ever done took place long after I quit drinking. So, you've got these people on airplanes today that are getting upset and being more aggressive, whether they're male or female or non-binary. And they're attacking people, like the lady we saw earlier. I saw video footage of her just attacking an air flight attendant because the attendant had asked her to please put her mask on. And she didn't just attack her, like, verbally. She literally started wailing away at her just as hard as she could. And so finally, for this airline attendant, two of her teeth were knocked out. And she was just trying to calm her down. She wasn't trying to apprehend her. She wasn't trying to hurt her. She was just trying to calm her down. And this woman just waylaid this flight attendant, just knocked her teeth out. It's awful. But now there's a new supersonic airliner. My question to you at 342-5620 also is, would you ride one? It cruises at 60,000 feet. Most of your airplanes that I know of cruise at 30, 25 to 30. This is at 60,000 feet. It goes from New York to London in 3.5 hours. Now, friends, that's getting it. New York to London, 3.5 hours. I went from O'Hare to Amsterdam, and I think it took somewhere in the neighborhood of 7.5 hours or something like that, maybe 8 hours on the way back against the jet stream. But again, that's a regular plane cruising at 30,000 feet. This is the new supersonic. All right. Thought you'd want to know that. That's good. Meanwhile, around here, it's going to be busy tomorrow night around the campus of the University of Tennessee, as you'll see representatives from four different schools arriving on campus, but also the fourth school, being the University of Tennessee, will have the most. They put the tickets on sale for the regional tournament, you know, and the tickets got gone in 10 minutes or less. That's great. So Tennessee will play James Madison, Wright State, and actually Tennessee plays Wright State on Friday night, and Duke. So those are the other three that are in the regional here in Knoxville. So best wishes to Tony Vitello and the rest of the Tennessee Big Orange Diamond Vols, I used to call them. I guess I used to call them that back in the mid-90s. That's how old I am. So back to the question at hand. Man, I tell you what, some of the funniest programs I ever saw on the Andy Griffith Show involved Barney and Andy trying to negotiate what to do with these Wild Girls who came from Mount Pilot. They always caused problems of some sort. The one I saw yesterday, they were pulled over for speeding because they went running roughshod through town specifically so that they can get the attention of Andy and Barney. So our beloved police officers pull them over like they're supposed to. And then they hunch down in their car like you can't see them. Then when they get to the car, the police officers do, Andy and Barney get there, all of a sudden they spring up and go, "Hello, doll." And that woman's voice, you ever hear it, Dave? It really is that low. "Hello, doll." I mean, my voice is, I mean, she's almost like a female Steve Brown. The number's 342-5620. If you could tell me what the wild girl's first names are, 342-5620, I'll give you the prize pack from Alistair Begg, the free burger from Backyard Burgers, the free oil change from Fred's Alignment. 342-5620-865. 342-5620. Here at Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5. All over the world at WRJZ.com. Call, hurry, be the first one.
Wake up!
The one and only, the inimitable, Bob Bell.
Here we go!
Come on and take a free ride. Come on and get by my side.
Come on now!
Come on and take a free ride.
Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. The Bob Bell Show is underway at 7:50, 10 away from 8. Some sunshine peeking over the east and some clouds in other parts of the area. We've had a little bit of rain here and there. Could have some more rain on and off throughout the rest of the day. Just depends on when it is and where it is. It'll be spotty where it is. From Joy 620, WRJZ, we've been talking about objective truth. Is there really any such thing as objective truth? Truth is truth. Pretty much, if you have to put something in front of truth, it's not truth, or it may be questioned as truth. Truth is truth. What is, is. Well, Bob, that's your opinion. No. That's just the way it is. Well, that's your opinion. That's your truth. No. That's just truth. Truth, by definition, doesn't just belong to me. Now, one thing we're looking for the truth on is Andy Griffith Show Trivia from Joy 620, WRJZ, and 102.5 FM. Here we're doing an opportunity for you to win the Alistair Begg Truth for Life prize pack, which is the book, brand new, hot off the press, Brave by Faith. Brave by Faith from Alistair Begg. Also, a free Backyard Burger, delicious and hot off the grill, third of a pound burger. Yes, a third of a pound is bigger than a quarter of a pound. Yes. Third of a pound burger from Backyard Burgers, plus a free oil change from Fred's Alignment, our sponsor, this half hour of the Bob Bell Show, 1114 North Central. What were the first names of the wild girls? Hello, doll.
Hey, Bernie.
The number is 342-5620, 342-5620. It's going to be hard. I am not going to lie. The first names of the wild girls. Dave, do you even know? Did you know before I told you? No? I mean, it's hard. So the number of people that are going to know this have really narrowed down to a small scope. But this is such a great prize pack. I had to make it hard.
So, well, Bob, do you allow Googling?
Sure. I mean, this isn't a PGA event. Sure. The number's 342-5620, if you know. It's also National Egg Day. We were talking about subjective truth, but I love what Dr. Todd Harden said. When somebody starts preaching to you about subjective truth, tell them, especially if you're their employer, that you're going to pay them $3 an hour less than what they agreed on. And all of a sudden, they'll be about absolute truth. Pretty quick. And then you can turn around and say, well, I thought you were from subjective truth or just objective, whatever. No. We absolutely said this. Well, that's your truth. Good night, buddy. Let's go to Alan. Alan, you're on the Bob Bell Show. It's a pleasure to have you. How in the world are you?
I'm good.
All right, so here's your question for the day. This is a Ninja Status Andy Griffith Show trivia question. It is, can you name the two first names of the Wild Girls?
Would that be Daphne and Skippy?
Oh, ho, 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 ho! Right off the bat, that's hard right there. Excellent work, Alan. You are correct, buddy. Congratulations. You have earned your free Backyard Burger and the Brave by Faith book from Alistair Begg and the free oil change.
That was a great question.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yep.
Because people know they can hear their voices in their heads when you say the Wild Girls, and they generally are known as the Wild Girls from Mount Pilot. You know what else I heard?
What?
That the other ladies on the set, Anita Corsault, who played Helen Crump,
yep,
and the lady who played Thelma Lou, they were kind of jealous of them in a fun way, not maliciously, because they wanted to do crazy, silly things like those ladies got to do. But they weren't allowed to. They had to play it straight, you know.
Yeah.
But these two actresses just got to do all kinds of crazy stuff. And they just loved it. So they had a big old time. But, yeah, Skippy and Daphne. Daphne was the one with the real deep voice. Hello, doll.
That's what I thought.
Whew. Congratulations. Well, I'm going to give this over to Dave. You stay right where you are. We need to get some more pertinent information from you. Okay, Alan?
Okay.
Well done. Well done, Alan. Joy 620, WRJZ, 755 at the station, committed to help you grow into faith. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from Rarity Bay Golf and Country Club. It's going to be sort of my little home away from home. That's the way I look at it. I haven't been there since the heart attack. Michael Ayers is going to be there with us as well. Maybe we can tell him, get him to tell us about some marine experiences that he had. I don't know. Depends on what he's comfortable with. But he is a retired Marine. Also tomorrow is National Donut Day. Did you know that? Tomorrow's National Donut Day. So we'll talk about your favorite donuts as well, amongst other things coming up. Maybe some sounds from D-Day. On the calendar that I had, it really is kind of sad that they have all these different types of days they honor, like HIV, Long-Term Survivors Awareness Day. That's fine. National Trails Day. That's great. Gun Violence Awareness Day. Sure. Celebration of the Arts Day. But also on Sunday, June 6th, they leave out D-Day. And Mr. Claybo and I have determined tomorrow, even though I'll be at Rarity Bay, we're not leaving out D-Day. We're gonna find some audio of the president and how he made an announcement about what was going on. Plus, you know what we might do, Claybo, is we might dig up Roosevelt's prayer. He urged the nation to pray. He, the president of the United States, urged the nation to pray to Almighty God. Not just any God. Not just the God you make up in your mind somewhere.
The God is floating around out there.
See, before I came to real faith in Christ, that's what I thought. God was just some sort of positive energy force that's out there. No. He's the infinite God who knows everything because he created everything. From beginning to end, he holds it all in his hand. He is not subject to time. But he is also the God that knows the number of hairs on your head, and he loves you. Sent Christ to die for you on the cross. Trust him. As my good friend Dr. Matt Prince would say back in the day, I don't want to go to heaven without you. God willing, I'll see you next time tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show. Now, go out and do Jesus to someone today.